It's Wednesday with Wiser, and summer heat is here. So we're going to be looking for a lot of things to do indoors soon. But right now, I want you to sign up for May 19th, the St. Petersburg Museum of History's historic boat tour. It leaves the Tampa Bay Watch Discovery Center, and it docks at the St. Pete Pier. It's a two-hour highlight, and it is an awful lot of fun. It goes from Snell Isle to Coquina Key, and it is limited to 40 people. On June 1st, mark your calendars for the 8th Annual Lemonade Stand Fundraiser in St. Pete. It is an annual event. 100% of all the donations support childhood cancer with Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital and Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. Please go to our website and to our social media and check out the Let's Go Guide. It's going to be Pride, and Pride is kicking off. We've got everything Pride that is going on, Gulfport Pride, Downtown Pride, and we'll be in studio May 28th to talk with some of the local dignitaries about what's going on. Listen, I also want you to mark your calendar for June 5th. It is going to be our annual fundraiser, 2 to 8, and this year at Green Light Cinema, indie film house. And while you're thinking about indie film house, remember that there'll be lots of refreshments for sale, movie fair, and we look forward to seeing you. There's a music schedule. It goes on and on and on. 2 to 8, free to the public. Come and donate, listen online, or come in person. So that's going on as well. There's a lot of eco fun going on this month. I mean, there's a lot of beach cleanups. It's turtle nesting season. You can see all of that in our audio blogs. Click on RadioSt.Pete.com, go to the audio blogs. You'll find out lots of things about how to make sure that you support our turtles and help them nest and make their way to the sea. The Radio St. Pete Folk Show was at the Will McLean Festival. You can hear that online. And on May 18th, Grant Peoples will be from Sop Choppy, Florida, and Florida girl Raina Rainbird Collins from Texas will appear together at the Craftsman House. Also, Stick Davis will stop by to be there as well. On the 21st, the Florida Folk Show is at the Study with the Steve Connolly Experience. Steve is a longtime musical producer, engineer, and owner of the legendary Zen Studios in Pinellas Park. He's performed with many touring bands, most notably Roger McGuinn on the Byrds, so that is going to be a lot of fun. I'll tell you what's a lot of fun is being in studio with Executive Director of the St. Pete Museum of History, Executive Director Rui Ferris, debuted historically St. Pete. His first guest was Dr. Gary Mormino, and we dished on World War II. You can hear that on the audio blogs. I really encourage you to go to the museum. It's a great way to spend a cool day. They have the happy hour with the historian talk. They have so many different things. The baseball exhibit is amazing, and we will be doing an interview that will be airing next week about that. While it's still a little bit cool and not 1,000 degrees, you know, there's downtown walking tours with the museum and there's Segway tours. So really there is an awful lot going on. I think the best bets for Friday are the Dueling Pianos at Three Daughters, the Sunset Market at the Imagine Museum. Cage Brewing features 5 metal bands. Distant Ridge is at Mastery's Brewing Company. And on Saturday, my best bets include the Warehouse Arts District continues its American Classic Film Series at the AX Outdoor Stage with the Third Man. St. Pete Beach Party Under the Lights, that's always a favorite thing. Take the Sunrunner as far as you can go, and then the freebie, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., music, shopping, food, and drinks. 80s Big Hair and the Mullets, Bring It On, presented by the Visit Passaic Grill Business Collaborative. Great Explorations also has a terrific event that day, 10:30 to 4. It's Morris's Birthday Bash. Kick off the day with a sing-along, gather around for a story time, and let your imagination soar to prehistoric times. That's going to be very fun. Show your Dino spirit. That's all on the 18th. On the 18th, I'll be at the Dally, reimagining nature, Dally's Floral Fantasies. His best loved botanical print suites sourced from the Dali collection. This is just, it's just extraordinary. It really transforms traditional depictions of fruit and flowers mixed in with dreamlike characters and elements. So that is on Saturday. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the St. Petersburg Arts Alliance has got a Mental Health Month with a self-guided tour of the Murals and Mind Experience, an art and wellness initiative. The tour spotlights the joys of community inclusiveness, and you can there's a route that starts in St. Pete's waterfront Bayborough Harbor and ends in the heart of the city. You can scan each mural with a pixel stick marker with any smartphone to view and listen to the uplifting stories. Murals in Mind shifts negative perceptions and offers hope and help for day-to-day living, and it is just an incredible thing. May 15th, tomorrow, out in the world at Tombolo Books, interview by Ryan Williams Gent of Watermark with the new author, Mark Jason Williams. You know, it's my version of Dr. Seuss for the LGBTQIA. It's a guide plus guidebook you've been waiting for, and it will inspire you to make that bucket list and go out in the world. That is at Tombolo. Greenlight Cinema, who's hosting our June 5th event, has a terrific lineup. 517th to 519th is Gasoline Rainbow, and 519th to 523rd is Nowhere Special. Class of Phil pop-ups on 518 is The Chopping Mall. So get yourself over there. It's going to be great. Woman of Song host Fiona French performs May 22nd at SIP St. Pete Beach. And I want you to mark your calendars, July 13th and 14th. The Tampa Bay International Carnival at Albert Whitted Park is a hosted by Trinidad and Tobago Association in partnership with the City of St. Pete. Let's help the Ronald McDonald House do a good deed with the Storybook Ball fundraiser at the Renaissance this week, 518. This year's theme is Luca, a film about a young boy in the Italian Riviera. Go to their website to find out more. We also have our calendars marked for the Al Downing Jazz Association, Jazzy Juneteenth Jubilee, an exclusive all-white party, Sunday, June 16th. Reserve your part now. Sunday Jazz at the Floridian Social. And May is a big week. This May is a big week at the Ale and the Witch. Jimmy Griswold is there on the 17th. Stick and Diddy is there on the 18th. Sunshine Blues Session with Joss Nelms on Sunday. And then on the 24th, Friends of Phil, F-I-L. And for you deadheads, Uncle John's Band is there on the 26th. Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, May 22nd. Duke Energy Center for the Arts, May 16th. TFO, May 17th. One Night of Queen, do not miss that. Studio Grand Central still is continuing its comedy. And Grand Central Brewhouse and Bayborough Brewing always have something fun going on. So that's what's going on Wednesday with Wiser. We'll talk soon. Hey, I'm Nanette Wiser, News Director for Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM, and we want you to join us for our Welcome Summer Fundraiser. It's going to be June 5th from 2 to 8 at Greenlight Cinema, the only independent movie house in Pinellas County, and that's downtown at 221 2nd Avenue North, downtown St. Pete. We'll be joined by local celebrities and neighbors, and most importantly, there will be live music from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, June 5th. And with me today is Music Director Jay Kolb. Jay, tell us about the music and what's going on.
Well, we have a absolutely wonderful lineup, and I'm really excited about this one. These fundraisers we've done in the past, they've been great fun. We like to make them about being fun as well as about raising money. And for the first time, we're able to accommodate some larger bands. We've mostly had solo and duo kinds of acts in the past. Now we're going to be able to venture into some 3 and 4 and maybe even a 5-piece band. And I'm just really excited about that. It's going to bring kind of a much more interesting vibe, I think, to the fundraiser. We've got a bunch of different genres from different performers, so I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be fun, and hopefully we're going to raise some money to keep the lights on at Radio St. Pete.
You know, what's so amazing is that Radio St. Pete is community supported, and that helps us support and illuminate our community. These are all local songwriters and singers, bands, and it's just an amazing lineup. 2 to 3 is Anna Marie Smith Butts and the Jazz Band. 3 to 3:30, Donovan Roberts. 3:30 to 4, Gary Puthoff. Correct me if I don't say it right, Jay. 4 to 4:30, TJ Walsh. 4:30 to 5:30, North Star. 5:30 to 6, Mia Marlene. 6 to 6:30, Mike Jurgensen. 6:30 to 7, Josh Plummer. And 7 to 8, Mercy McCoy. Jay, How many songs? There are so many songs on RadioStPete.com. How many do you have in the archives, and how many hosted shows locally do you have a week?
We have over 3,400 now songs from local artists, and that represents about 1,400 or so acts. And you know, some of these are solo acts, and some of them are 6-7 piece bands. So it's hard to tell exactly how many musicians are represented, but it's probably 2,500 local musicians. And again, that crosses genres, everything from folk to pop to rock to hip hop to punk and heavy metal. And it's an incredibly diverse, vibrant music scene here in the Tampa Bay area, St. Pete, Tampa Bay area.
So if you want to meet some of your favorite local musicians and do good for RadioStPete.com, Sunshine 96.7 FM, please come to our first Welcome Summer fundraiser. Thank you to Greenlight Cinema, the only independent film house in Pinellas County at 221 Second Avenue. We'll be there from 2 to 8, and there will be lots of yummy refreshments for sale. Beer, wine, non-alcoholic, or your favorite soda or pop, candy popcorn, your typical movie theater fare. The theater is air-conditioned and it's comfortable. There's a beautiful lobby for mingling. And inside the theater, the music will go on and on. Jay will be there. Our general manager, Joe Boudreau, will be there. I will be there. Karen Carmichael, all the people you hear that host our shows will be stopping in so you can mingle with them. Now, if you can't make it down to the fundraiser, you can do one better. You can go online from 2 to 8 that day, and you can listen in to everything. And you can donate. We don't care if it's a small or a big donation, but you can go online anytime. You can go online that day, June 5th, RadioStPete.com. There's a donate button. Or you can go online that day. We'll be doing some interesting giveaways of some concert tickets for those people who donate. But remember this, Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7, is your community radio. Jay, how long have we been doing this?
Well, Joe started RadioStPete.com back in 2013, and then we got control of the FM license for 96.7 FM in 2019, just in time for the pandemic to hit. And we've been really building the catalog and expanding the coverage. It's 24/7. We have sports. We have community events. We cover local civic affairs and, of course, great local music.
Absolutely. So we want to thank again Greenlight Cinema and our VIP refreshment sponsors. We are having a little VIP event. It's limited to 50, 6 to 7 o'clock. With that, you get 2 drink tickets. And we want to thank the Foodie Lab, Shaner Surf and Turf, and A Good Human, as well as Greenlight Cinema for making the Welcome Summer fundraiser at the Greenlight Cinema possible. Join us June 5th, 2024, 2 to 8. We can't wait to see you there.
Thanks, Nanette.
Thanks, Jay.